Hello, boys and girls. This is Mick Muller.
And this is Benjamin Miner.
And this is Turn It Up to 11. Thank you to Roger Knight for letting us take his slot tonight on Turn It Up to 11. It's every Sunday night. And this week, we are going to celebrate the 75th birthday of Frank Zappa and
the release of Roxy the Movie, long-lost movie footage that none of us Zappa fans thought we were ever going to live to see.
If you're a fan of the double LP, Roxy and Elsewhere, you can hear him say on the record,
"In order to get this text on television."
The album was recorded in 1973, so here we are, 42 years later, and they finally released the movie.
Apparently something went terribly wrong with whatever technology of the day synced up the audio and the film that was being shot, and it wasn't some simple one-to-one problem that they could kind of figure out how to fix mechanically, and it was just a complete meltdown. And it wasn't until current video editing techniques were developed that somebody could actually take all this out-of-sync footage and all this out-of-sync audio tape and cobbled together a video that actually plays really beautifully.
Tonight's show is all about the Roxy and Elsewhere movie and the LP. We're going to play only songs that were in this tour and specifically on the LP and in the movie. But for many people, this is the height of Zappa's career because you've got jazz, you got funk, and you got rock and roll, excellent musicianship, and a lot of pretty amazing music. This tour was after he was pushed down off the stage at the end of a tour with Flo and Eddie, and he actually landed on his neck on the back of a chair, crushed his larynx, broke a leg, and bruised a rib or something.
He was in pretty rough shape.
This is 1973, and he's already on his fifth band. So you have, in order,
the original 1965 to 69 Mothers of Invention, the Hot Rats band, which kind of only existed as a studio group, the infamous Flo and Eddie band from Chunga's Revenge and 200 Motels and a couple other releases, then the Wazoo band, which is a completely different animal from anything he'd done before and would really do after, and then finally arriving at the Roxy band.
And they called themselves, he called them the Mothers just because he wanted to have some continuity with the earlier, you know, I'm still Frank Zappa and I've done some solo stuff, but I'm still with the Mothers, and this is probably the last incarnation of the Mothers.
I'm thinking it must be, because after this you get into the Terry Bozzio years and right. The Shake Your Booty tour and things like that, and I'm a big fan of the original Mothers. But when I first listened to Roxy, these guys brought a level of musicianship that he hadn't had to this point.
For many fans, this is the ultimate Zappa band, because he did Hot Rats and he did the Wazoo band, and they were all good musicians, but his touring band that was just doing like general stuff and playing old stuff. It had serious musicianship on a major tour, so I implore you, go out and get Roxy the Movie, and for now, just sit back and listen to some amazing stuff. And here we go. We're starting off with Penguins in Bondage.
Thank you. Brian, I could use a little bit more monitor. Hello, hello. Can you turn up any more than that? Hello, hello. Hey. All right. Pardon me, folks. The name of this song is Penguin in Bondage, and it's a song that deals with the possible variations on a basic theme, which is, well, you understand what the basic theme is. And then the variations include maneuvers that might be executed with the aid of extraterrestrial gratification and devices which might or might not be supplied in a local department store or perhaps a drugstore, but at very least in one of those fancy new shops that they advertise in the back pages of the Free Press. This song suggests to the suggestible listener that the ordinary procedure that I am circumlocuting at this present time in order to get this text on television is that if you want to do something other than what you thought you were going to do when you first took your clothes off and you just happen to have some devices around, then it's not only okay to get into the paraphernalia of it all, but hey. What did he say? You ready?
She's just like a penguin in bondage, boing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Way over on the wet side of the bed. Knurps for moisture. Just like the mighty penguin flapping right on wings. The penguin flap. Lord, you know it's all over. If she come at you on the strut and wrap all around your head, flapping the wind out, flames flapping. She's just like a penguin in bondage, boy. Shake up the pale, dry ginger ale. Trembling like a penguin when the battery burns. Lord, you must be having a jumping through a hoop of real fire with some Kleenex wrapped around the coat hang wire. Bondage, boy.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Howling over to some ass-articulated moan. In the frostbite night with the flaps gone white, speaking as she spot the hoop across the room. Every time she sees the hoop, you know it must be a penguin bound down. If you hear that terrible screaming and there ain't no other birds around, it's just like a penguin in bondage, boing. Just like a penguin in bondage, boy.
Oh, no, oh,
yeah. Oh, you must be careful not to leave her straps too loose. Cause she just might box you down. Cause she just might box you down and leave you a pile of dog biscuits.
Uncle Meat was one of the very first albums of Zappa that I listened to on the insistence of my father, who was extremely excited to be able to hear it again when it came out on CD after he had long since lost his vinyl copy. And it was the weirdest thing that I had ever heard, and I couldn't make heads or tails of it, but I knew there was something about it. And hearing this next tune, which is the opener from Uncle Meat, title track, hearing it in the Roxy concert was an eye-opener for me, because I had not heard this band do this arrangement of this song, but it immediately became apparent to me that he sat on this arrangement. And if you go fast forward to 1991 to the Yellow Shark concerts, which were fully orchestral concerts, it was the last major project that he lived to see realized as a live event. He revamped this actual arrangement for a full orchestra. So it was a real treat to hear that, and you just think, here's a guy who was not satisfied. He would always try to figure out a way to do it more and better. These two tracks, Uncle Meat and Rapunzel, are just really the cream of the kind of composition that Zappa was all about.
Rock and roll.